All right, set of the bar stories. These are what, Kelly, if someone were to hear these for the very first time.
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, we try to give you these stories to kind of set a bar for your day very low or weekend, whatever. If nothing else good happens this weekend, at least you can look back on this moment and say, all right, well, at least that didn't happen to me.
Absolutely. So what happened?
So it's not illegal, really, to say you're not a fan of anyone, a beloved comedian, even a politician or anyone. But it is.
I mean, obviously, a lot of people have very strong different opinions, and it can be unfortunate for the people in your life if you don't agree.
It is, however, illegal to do what some of these friends did. So if you can manage to make it through the day without calling the SWAT team on your neighbor 6 times in 2 years, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. The SWAT team? That's aggressive.
Yeah, swatting is when someone calls the cops and lies to make them send a SWAT team to your house.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, it's a prank. It's illegal. And in the state of Wisconsin, where this takes place, you can get up to 15 years in prison for it.
Ooh. Oh, that's a steep punishment.
So this guy named Patrick in Milwaukee, back in 2018, said he didn't think Norm MacDonald was very funny.
Oh, no. Oh, R.I.P.
I know. He posted a tweet that said, hot take, I've never thought Norm MacDonald was funny and was pretty sure all my comedian friends who did were either nuts or screwing with me. So sadly, you know, as we know, Norm died just over a year ago. But after that, the swatting began to where, like, you know, friends, neighbors, his comedian friends, whatever, they would basically lie to get the police to send a SWAT team over to his house 6 times in 2 years.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's excessive.
Yeah. So listen, no one knows who is doing this, but when they're caught, the people or person who keeps doing it is going to face probably some jail time.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so, gosh.
So far that hasn't happened. But again, this is an example of what not to do. This is a space of what not to do. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you can just decide to agree to disagree and it's fine. You can still be friends.
I mean, you know how much trash is on Twitter? Just scroll past it. Like,
exactly.
Who cares?
Scroll on. I mean, just scroll on.
Literally, that has no effect on your life whatsoever.
No bearing.
Nothing. Right.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, nothing.
I mean, do not risk jail time over something right. Like that. My goodness, people.
Oh, shoot. So anyways, if you can manage to make it through the day without calling the SWAT team on your neighbor 6 times in 2 years, you're doing okay.
That is a lot.
Yeah.
Do they still live next to each other?
I do not know that.
Okay. I would not be neighbors anymore.
Yeah. I'm assuming neighbors. We don't know who it is. Otherwise, the police would have already talked to them and probably arrested them. So
that's true.
Anyways, there you are. That is your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 DJX.